Welcome to today's Fun Friday. I'm Alex.
I'm Kelly.
And this is the Lit Joy Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by our private membership group, the Lit Joy Lunicorns. There's a ton of perks that come from this membership group. It is $10 a month, but the $10 kind of just goes into your Lit Joy bank and you get it back as coupons for future purchases. So included in the membership, there is access to Lunicorn exclusive items.
Mm-hmm. You get first access to lots of different products that go up for sale. And I know Lunicorns love being able to grab like our special editions a day early from the general public. There's also a free product that we give to our Lunicorns every year. And it's really fun. It's different. We've done some enamel pins over the years that are very exclusive to the Lunicorns.
Yes.
Only produced once kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like a little perk extra gift. And then there's also a new unicorn exclusive or Lunicorn exclusive item that comes out once a month, which is also very fun. And then there's a private membership group on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's where Kelly and myself will go on Facebook and we'll share all the spoilers with our loonies first.
Sometimes a little too many spoilers.
It's true. That's true. That's where we spill all the deets. You can access our Lunicorns and find out more about this membership by going to litjoycrate.com/lunicorns. And it's spelled LUNACORNS. For today's episode, we are talking about nonfiction, non-self-help books.
Well, that's a title just rolls off the tongue.
So it is books that are not made of fiction that also are not really made to make you better. I don't know. I just feel like so many people who say, I read nonfiction are always just talking about how they read a ton of self-help or just memoirs or, or just spiritualism, or they get like really focused on like, or just history.
Or just business. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is kind of actually a broad brushstroke.
Yeah.
Of all the books we've read that are not self-help focused, that are nonfiction, that have just made an impact on us.
Yeah.
And if folks are enjoying this, let us know and rate and review, because we'll do more of these nonfiction discussions, because I would say Kelly and I read nonfiction just as much as fiction.
Yeah.
And we just tend to, sell fiction books at Lit Joy. So that's what we focus on. But
we definitely read it all. Nonfiction is interesting because it's a very different discussion, I find.
For sure.
Right? Of course. Like, and I can relate to them, or it really creates this dynamic where I'm like, oh, they did it. Like, what's stopping me? Like, it's just got this whole different vibe behind it. And so I really love to mix nonfiction in with my fictional reads, about one every five or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the cadence I like to do. So let's get started. This is our Fun Friday of our top 10 nonfiction, but non-self-help reads.
I love it. Okay, so at number one, this one is me. I put this on the list. UFO of God, the extraordinary true story of Chris Bledsoe. Mm. And it's by Chris Bledsoe. Chris Bledsoe is a deeply religious man. I would say he comes from a very evangelical community on the East Coast of the U.S. Very humble person.
Yes.
Worked in construction, just I would say an unassuming person by all accounts. And Chris Bledsoe, back in 2007, they were suffering from a debilitating financial situation. His health was in decline, and he started to have these extraterrestrial spiritual encounters.
Wow.
And what's so cool about his story is he's not just someone who's could be accused of just making these things up. I'm sure anyone could accuse him of that. But he had several experiences that were so powerful that he shared them with others, and these visitations. And then the government started to pay attention. There was something about the way his vision or these visits were presenting themselves, like the figures that were coming to him, that caught the attention of the government, because they had similar experiences that were confirmed. Mm. And so this book was fascinating. It's I would suggest the audio or just reading it. He is such an extraordinary person, so humble, and he's now deep close friends with several high ups in NASA and the CIA.
Wow.
Yes, so he has some validity behind him, and there have been government officials that have confirmed and had experiences with him in having these extraterrestrial experiences. And so if that's something You are nerdy about. I loved this book. I could spend a whole episode talking about this book, but 100% add it to your list. It was such a great, like, kind of memoir account of a really extraordinary life.
I have a question on this.
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I have watched things about Jeff.
Yes.
And so I've got a good, just generalized idea of what he went through. But there were a lot of photos and evidence behind the experiences he's had. Are those included in the book?
Yeah. So Chris talks about each one of those experiences and breaks them down. Ones where he's like has gaps in time missing, or like what these angelic visitors or these extraterrestrials looked like. But also, so one of the specific things that he mentions is these glowing orbs of these spirits. And that is something that he has shared videos of those. So you can see the videos of these glowing orbs. He also has witnessed beings coming out of these orbs. And you can hear similar stories if you watch the Netflix series that Steven Spielberg produced called Encounters. It's a beautiful series on Netflix. It's just the cinematography is really beautiful. But it talks about those orbs as well, specifically in Japan. After there was that huge hurricane that came through that destroyed that nuclear power plant, they saw many of these orbs. Many people witnessed a similar thing happening there. So is it a UFO? Wow. Is it God? You know, the book is really beautiful.
This is, I'm like, I want to make a whole episode of this.
I know.
So we'll come back to
aliens. We should just do like alien books, right? Okay, perfect. I love it so much. Okay, so on to two.
Yeah.
This one's also mine, so it's a lot of me talking in the beginning, but I promise these books are great. Green Lights, that book was fantastic. Oh. And I would suggest no other way of consuming it besides the audiobook.
Does Matthew McConaughey read it?
Matthew McConaughey, it's his memoir.
Oh,
he
perfect.
Reads it. And that guy's life, I'm just like, you make so much sense. Like when he talks about his parents and like just like the passionate volatility of their relationship and how that kind of formed him and just his principles. And the guy is just, he's a very, I would just say like completely unique person. There's like no one quite like Matthew McConaughey. And I love the book. He's got his classic, all right, all right, all right, kind of voice in there. He was fantastic. So I have nothing more to say really on this one, except for his life is interesting and extraordinary.
Yeah.
And it's a really entertaining listen.
Oh, I need to read this one. I've heard really good things about Green Lights. So it's on my to be read. All right. Number three, I'll pipe in with this one. This is The Moment of Lift, How Empowering Women Changes the World. We've talked about this once before, and this is by Melinda Gates. And this is just such a powerful book, a powerful read for everybody, not just women, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And this book we read for my book club, and we were all just completely floored, I think, by the research and what she, Melinda, came to find out was what's really helpful.
Right.
So starting over, it is, you know, 20 years ago or something like that. I'm trying to remember how long ago, but
yeah,
Melinda was like, I'm on a mission. She wanted to help. You know, they have obviously a lot of money. So we're talking Bill Gates here.
Yeah.
They have a little extra money. And so they always are trying to be philanthropic and find ways that they can use their money for good. And so Melinda was going to these third world countries and trying to figure out like, where can we put money to do the best and have the most impact? And I mean, that's helpful. Money is always helpful, but it's not getting at the root of the problem is what this book is discussing. You know, and when they really talked with the locals and the people, they found that women needed some basic things to help out to then completely change how they were being influenced in their society. So it was as simple as realizing they needed help, which is birth control.
Yeah.
To have the option of how big their family was going to be.
Yeah.
To support.
Well, most of those women who were asking for birth control, they were like, I can support sending two children to school, but I cannot send six.
Yeah.
And so it's this pattern, mm-hmm. really prominent pattern in society that if you elevate women and girls, you elevate everyone.
Yep.
And that's one thing that Melinda Gates has talked about. I know we have Michelle Obama's on here with Becoming. Yeah. It's also the Invisible Women book we've talked about. It's in a lot of Emily Nagasaki.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of her books. It's like when you elevate women because they are a marginalized group.
Yes.
And you create more equality, you elevate men and boys too.
Yeah.
It's like we hold up half the sky, that beautiful proverb that women hold up half the sky. Mm-hmm. And so I want to read this quick quote from Moment of Lift. And as women gain rights, families flourish, and so do societies. That connection is built on a simple truth. Whenever you include a group that's been excluded, you benefit everyone. And when you're working globally to include women and girls who are half of every population, you're working to benefit all members of every community. Gender equity lifts everyone. Women's rights and society's health and wealth rise together. So just a really powerful book that I feel like is great for men and women to read to illustrate this phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And if you are feeling doubt around that being true, I feel like this book gives you a lot of great resources to rabbit hole down to.
Yeah. Again, highly recommend.
Yep.
I'm like, it's hard for me to keep these short, but we'll go on to the next.
Yes. Yes. On to the next.
Number four is Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. Okay. So I'm trying to remember the whole premise of the story, but basically there is a therapist who has something like big happen in her life, and she seeks out a therapist.
Yes.
And so in the conversation with her therapist, they have some incredible discussions, and this book is formed.
Yes.
Correct?
So basically, Lori, the author, has this life-changing experience, and then this book follows the story, her story, and several of her clients' stories, and several of her colleagues and their experience as therapists. Mm-hmm. And it basically is kind of a memoir on therapy.
Yeah.
And I think probably why me and you were drawn to this is because we have degrees in psychology and it's so interesting. But what I found surprised me the most about this is just how tenderhearted it was.
Yeah.
It seemed like it really illustrated that all humans have human problems.
Yes.
And so there is like this paradox of like a therapist needing to show up for a person in crisis, but oftentimes, I mean, therapists are human too, so they might be in crisis as well. And so it's just, I think, this really great kind of case study of humanity. And it was just wildly entertaining too. I felt like to be like, what's going to happen next in their life and how are things going to turn out? But
there's so many good one-liners in this one too that I was like, yes, that's a perfect way to say that. Like, and they were short. It was just like one or two sentences that were said in such a good, concise way that I was like, I'm going to put that up on my mirror to remember that.
Yeah.
So many good little therapy moments.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Number five, Becoming by Michelle Obama. Just love this memoir.
Yeah.
I thought it was so great. I thought it was fascinating to learn about her upbringing in Chicago. She lived in a Black neighborhood in Chicago. And she talks about that and about what it's like to grow up, in a big city, inner city, and then talking about her grandma living in the main floor, and then her and her parents living on the upper floor, and just, they were poor by all accounts, but just like the determination of her family to have an impact on community, and just that she was so empowered in her ability to have an impact. Mm-hmm. And then talking about her experience in going to law school, becoming a lawyer, then meeting her husband, President Obama, and, you know, just how they met and all the way through to his first term as president, second term, and then when Trump came into office. And then that was kind of when the book was released.
I bet that's fascinating.
Yeah. So it's just, it is so interesting. Whether or not you're a fan, I felt like it was a very enthralling story.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this fun Friday. Please remember to rate and review us.
And like a good book, recommend us to your friends.